The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Dex save.
Dex save.
Eight feels like a disintegrate.
He already did eight.
Now you're turning to stone.
Cool.
We can't counterspell these things.
It's not. No. It's because not casting. Correct.
It goes to Lucas.
Spell like ability.
What am I able to do?
Check it.
Fuck all.
No, I have a thing where I...
Well, at best, you can cast a cantrip because of your reaction.
So. Well, cantrip is what I'm limited
to.
No,
he's paralyzed.
No, but I believe I took a thing where I can cast without having to use Rebel Somatic, and I can't remember.
That's only a sorcerer thing. At least that I know of. If there's something else, I'd be interested to find out what it is.
To roll against the paralysis and everything
at the end of his turn.
Okay. I don't move. So I can't move. Can I magically move?
I have faced up.
It's not technically movement. It's a magical...
Depends on the components. What are the components of...
It's faced up.
Yeah, it's just an ability.
It's
an
ability that I have. So I could
teleport to 30 feet within sight.
I can teleport 30 feet within sight. Can I teleport behind that rock?
Over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, clump everybody up.
It's the closest protection I have.
Okay, constitution save.
But it also puts anybody who may be able to help me next to me.
Con save, Lucas.
Sorry, what?
Constitution save.
For what?
Paralysis.
I forgot haste requires concentration.
Is this thing can only be undone
that one's
by,
a
like,
17.
Restoration?
Yeah.
What is your plus to con saves?
4.
That looked like a single digit.
How are you at a plus?
My con is 4. I just upped my con.
Okay, you're not paralyzed. Make a dex save.
Jesus Christ. 17 on the die.
No, never mind. You're good.
Okay.
Just losing a pinky toe.
Troy.
Just broke a toe on the way out.
So you're out of the paralyzed and the petrification?
Yep. I guess. So. Okay. I am rather dying, but that's fun.
I'm
gonna pee.
I like to imagine his wizard said that as he teleported behind us.
I've never seen a wizard with an 18 in con before.
Touch and self aren't necessarily the same thing, right?
They can be. Why?
Particularly if you're lonely.
Most of the time,
there
twice
are some
tonight.
Spells that can only be cast on yourself. There are some where you can touch an ally or yourself.
Right. But as far as a distance, those are different things.
Within 5 feet.
Self would be centered on self.
What are you looking at?
I'm trying to... And I've just lost it. Forget about it. I'm going to cast Agnazar's Scorcher. I'm going to move first. Because I have to.
Nah. How tall is that rock? 15 feet?
Yeah.
Yeah. No guts, no glory. Fuck. Nope, that doesn't get me there.
You can cut the corner.
Yeah, you can cut the corner.
So you get closer.
I guess. Okay.
I'm going to say you cut the corner, you can get one more square.
I need a deck saving throw, please.
Nope.
How come every die I
grab? What is this, a line of fire?
A line of roaring fire, 30 feet long, 5 feet wide, emanates from your direction. You choose a creature, deck saving throw. A creature takes 3d8 on a failed, as much on a success.
Okay.
Nice.
If I can find a d8. 8, 9, 13. Fur damage. As I stand out here waving. Hi.
Grady. Oh, before your turn, he'll throw an eye ray. Troy, you're right on out there. Give me a dex save.
That's not bad. 19.
Yeah, that'll do it.
You good, Jeff?
Yeah.
You're okay. Up. I didn't know what you. I didn't know if you were ready to go or not.
Yeah.
I think I can stand basically underneath it if I cut the corner. I don't know. I'm going straight at it.
Well, I know that, but how much distance do you have to move? 40, 35.
I want to double check something about it because it's. How many actions do I use? One action to move. Rage is a bonus, so it leaves me with one. Yeah.
Did you pick up your glaive?
Yes. I assume that's going to cost me an action.
I'd have it be your bonus.
5e doesn't require an action or a bonus to pick up or drop anything. You just do it.
But if you're doing both, if you're dropping and picking up, I'm pretty sure.
No, it's not a bonus. You just do it. I don't think. If it is, I honestly, literally do
not remember. I'll look it up. Give me just a minute. Like,
I think so, because it's
an inside
like,
joke, but like I don't remember ever doing that.
To pick up and drop
a weapon. To draw a weapon is not draw an action. It's a part of the attack.
I thought dropping and picking up a weapon was just
a thing. But he's doing both. He's dropping a weapon and picking a weapon up.
Does that count as drawing?
No.
You pick up or unsheathe the weapon as a free object interaction.
I don't know. I don't care. Just do it.
Sunlight, I'm letting Dawnbringer do as much as it can. Because he's how high in the air?
30 feet.
So I'm going to cause it to emit sunlight all the way up to that. So it is shedding direct sunlight on him. I don't imagine it does anything since he's undead, but I'm making myself a nice little target.
Okay.
Rage with my bonus action.
Okay. Nothing else?
No, not at the moment.
End of your turn. One ray.
It's an innervation ray.
Let's do a constitution save, Grady.
Sure.
When you cast a spell that has a range of touch, but that would not mean self, right? If it specifically says a range of touch.
No, that means that you can cast it up to 5 feet away. Somebody within reach, including yourself.
21, Jeff, on con.
You pass. That is half damage, though.
Which I cut in half again.
So long as it's not psychic.
Innervation's not psychic.
One of my meta magic things that takes a range of touch to a ranged spell of 30 feet. That's what I'm trying to understand.
Hang on, let me count, and I don't even remember what I rolled the first time.
You said 21, I think.
21 plus, that's 33, half and half. Well, what are you saying, Troy?
So this says, when you cast a spell that has a range of touch, you can spend one sorcery point to make the range of the spell 30 feet.
Okay. If it's a spell that says self, no, that is not the same.
That's one. Yeah.
Okay, it's going to unload... Two rays at Grady, one at Troy.
Is it his turn or is it my turn?
Oh, no, you're right. It is your turn.
Okay. Feeling like chopped liver over here a little bit, Jeff.
Yep.
Quick question before I do the rest of my turn. Moving the moonbeam, does that take an action?
I have no idea. Read the spell.
Well, it just says, on each of your turns after you cast this spell, you can use an act. I guess so I can use an action to move the beam 60
yep.
feet. Okay. So then I'll go ahead and move the beam on top of him. Because it's 60 feet of movement. There's plenty of room there. How far am I from him?
45, I think. Does that work out?
Okay, 50.
So then I'll use my action to move the moonbeam. As my bonus action, I'll cast Spiritual Weapon. It's up to 60 feet, so I'll cast it right next to it.
Throw something out there as a marker.
Yeah. And then I will attack it with a Spiritual Weapon.
Let's grab someone.
That's kind of my spirit. That makes sense.
It's a big shot glass.
Yeah.
Broken one, so it stabs you.
No, it's going to miss. 3+. Yeah, because I'm rolling. It's plus wisdom, plus proficiency, right?
Correct.
So plus 7, yeah. So I missed. I rolled a 10.
Okay.
So it does no damage. And I can't get to it with my big guy. So I guess that's my turn.
Okay. On its turn, it's going to throw 2 eye rays at Grady and 1 at Troy.
Sure.
Grady, you get a 1. And a 7.
Oh, that'll be.
Give me a wisdom save.
Ooh. I don't like that.
The fucking charmed one again.
It's an average gentleman's 5, Jeff.
Cool. It will hit you with 1 ray, and it is your best friend.
Sweet.
Yep.
I seem to remember this happening before.
Yep. Troy, 2 at you. 5. And 2. 2 is a constitution save.
17.
That passes. 5 is a dex save. No, it's a constitution save 2. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
copy a paste. Oh, guess not.
No. Rolled real low, though.
Does Moonbeam do damage on its turn?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
26 points of damage. Necrotic damage. I get another dex save.
Con? It's a con save.
11.
Nope. 26.
How big is your moonbeam?
Ooh.
Like 20 feet?
I don't think it's that big. It's only 5-foot radius.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It moves 20 feet back that way and up another 20 feet.
But it's a 40-foot high cylinder.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's its turn.
So where's it at now?
Right there.
How high off of the ground is it?
50. You moved it, Lucas.
All the hate that Jeff has aggregated up until this point was just all wiped away with that big-ass shit-eating grin.
It did feel good.
Yeah.
Pop it, Lucas.
How much I can do? I can try to drag it back down to the ground again.
Can you shoot shit at it?
I mean, maybe like I got like magic missile.
You have cantrips, don't you?
Yeah, like magic missile is 120 feet, so I could hit it with that. But like,
do you have fireball?
I do have fireball.
Can you aim in the air?
I can.
Then fucking hit it with shit. Jesus Christ!
I can't do much.
I'm trying to come up with something to help you guys reach it. But like, if you just
No. See, what I did there was I ate. 3 beams, 4 beams. I guess one of them didn't get directed to me because he moved it after I became friends with him, which is kind of lame, but I'll accept it. I saved you from a couple things. It's great to test out the wizard, Lucas. Step out 10 feet, shoot his ass, and then hide behind a rock again.
Basically, I just kind of come around the corner of the
rock. It's 15 feet. You might be able to see him from there.
It's 150-foot range for fireball. It's actually more than that because of spell sniper.
I don't know how you spell snipe with a goddamn fireball. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Doubles the range. Like
I think it's only if it's
an attack. Spell.
Sorry. I thought this one was not. It's still 150 foot range, though. It should reach it.
Yes, you got it.
It ignores cover, though, which matters because you're in the air.
Thanks, Jeff.
I'll do it at 5th level. Why not?
How many times are you going to roll it, Jeff?
Did you roll a save?
He hasn't asked for a save yet.
Roll a save.
What kind?
Dex.
I know. Fail.
I know. One of those reticle questions, right?
Roll your 11 billion 6 damage.
It's 9 d6s.
What was that look for?
It's actually 10 d6.
No, it's 8d6 plus 1.
Plus 2 levels. You said 5th level.
What did you say earlier?
Oh, it is a 3rd level. Sure.
Learn your
I thought it was a 4th level spell, sorry.
I'm not going to be throwing any barbs, because usually Jeff schools me on things I don't know, so I'm just going to shut the hell up.
Just say thanks for the help and do the math.
15, right?
Jeff decided he was going to have fun.
Yeah, why not?
36.
Hey, Lucas. Use the rest of your movement to go back and hide behind a rock.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was the point. Just pop out, fire it, pop in.
Yep.
Back behind the rock.
Some tells me it's not attacking me with an X-ray, so I can only play.
How much damage have you taken, Troy?
Me? Yeah. 26.
Out of?
108.
I'm at 38 out of 102.
What?
Just Troy, make a wisdom save.
That's one you got, right, Troy?
I mean, I got all the saves. Technically.
I have all the saves.
What you got for me?
It's a fail?
Oh, well.
Is a wisdom save is what you said?
Unless a 7 is a...
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
You
said
it was Fuck, you're charmed too. God damn it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You two that are hiding behind the rock kind of peek out, and you watch Troy's character just go...
Shit.
And drop.
Fall asleep?
Dropped unconscious.
Cool. Awesome. I have
Goes to Grady.
Rage is over. I want to double check. I haven't taken damage.
So I don't get a turn at all.
No. These aren't even like attack rolls, right? They just happen.
Yes.
I'm just trying to understand if I have any.
No, you are asleep. Okay. You are asleep until something wakes you up.
There are no saves for sleep.
You don't get a save at the end.
No, this is me asking. No, I don't know.
No, that's what I was checking. Like paralyzation, you get a save at the end of each turn.
I just was making sure.
Does he wake up if he takes damage?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
the targeted creature must succeed on a DC 17 Wisdom saves or fall asleep. Ooh. And asleep and remain unconscious for 1 minute. The target awakens if it takes any damage or another creature takes an action to wake it up.
But, like, if I was healed, that wouldn't count?
Nope.
You could be the target of a magic missile. Jeff, what can I do? I'm raging.
You have a whole bunch of enemies around you. You can pour everything into trying to kill them.
All right, it seems fair.
There's a huge metal dude right next to you.
Absolutely. Chop down the first thing in front of me.
Go for it.
I was kind of hoping you'd try and kill me.
Why?
Because I learned my spells.
Rage.
Congratulations.
Yep.
Give advantage to get advantage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
You'd have to hit me first.
I understand, but
I need to be within touch range.
I'm assuming 22 hits the shield guardian.
Yeah.
Should have thought about great weapon fighter, but I didn't say it. 11 points of damage. Second attack. I assume 20 will hit.
Yep.
It's another.
You got Battlemaster stuff, too.
I do. But it's sweeping, lunging, and maneuvering.
Mm-hmm. You can let your friend move.
I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's another 12 plus the D8 to let him move. So another 5 points of damage.
Total?
17 total on the second attack.
He'll move another 20 feet up.
He can't move that far.
What is it?
Let me look.
You said you did 17 half damage on the second attack?
Yeah. He can half its speed.
So 10 feet up. He's at 60 feet up now.
Now, can I make a roll for the charm? End of my turn?
No.
Oh. Yeah.
Fair enough. Well done?
Yeah.
One ray. I'm sure he's high enough he can see over that rock. Even, Lucas, Odd, Schroeder. Odd, Schroeder.
Seems accurate.
It's a wisdom save.
20.
You got it? And you're up.
How high are you in the air now?
60 feet.
Well, if he can see you, you can see him. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Put the moonbeam on him.
Mm-hmm.
Can my shield guardian grapple?
I would imagine so.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he can reach it.
He can reach Grady.
Yeah.
No, that's fair.
I want to hug Grady.
You have advantage.
Yeah, because you reckless attacked, right?
Yep.
Fuck, I rolled double nines. It's probably not going to... It's only a 13.
You have advantage to not be grappled.
I have advantage on it because it's a strength check, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So roll and add my modifier.
No, it's athletics.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Oh, I roll strength, not athletics, right?
You rolled athletics.
He doesn't have an athletics score.
So you would just add your modifier.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to beat you.
Probably. Yeah, you beat 23. Me. You beat me with the die.
Yeah. Okay.
Curse you, metal fiend.
Then my shield guardian's going to move 30 feet back towards me.
You can take an attack of opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he healed.
I hit.
Okay. Deal your damage.
Mm-hmm. 10.
Oh, well, then I guess I don't heal. Because he regenerates 10 every round. So he's back with me. Okay. Moonbeam's on. How far is he moved? Go ahead and move my spiritual weapon to him.
Mm-hmm. Lucas, will you move that shot glass over?
Sorry, where to? To him?
Yeah.
It begs the question, he could be using it against me.
No, I'm not trying to deal damage to you. I'm trying to fucking cure your dumbass.
Me.
Yeah, that's going to hit. It's 18 plus 25.
To hit.
With my spiritual weapon against.
Oh, yeah, sure.
AC.
You know goddamn good and well.
With this creature, it's going to be high. It's not going to be 25, but it'll probably be high.
Higher than the beholder.
One would presume. And I now have learned from Death Tyrants that apparently they don't have saves against some of their effects, which must be one of the escalations of the Death Tyrant over the beholder.
Spellcasting ability modifier, so it doesn't include, so it's just 10 damage. 10 damage.
But it's magical damage.
So I thought I got a spell. I thought I got a spell check against charm on the beholder.
You did when it hit you.
Yeah, you didn't. You didn't get a spell check.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, it's just it didn't last long enough for you to be charmed. Mm. So you're done. Goes to me. Yes.
Do you take damage at the start of his turn?
He does. Okay. So go ahead and make a con save.
But he still has to save for it though.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Pass. So 23.
Half damage. The Radiant should be doing something.
It's getting through.
Three nines and eight. So 38.
So 19.
Yep.
Okay. Even Lucas, odd, what?
It's round four, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Something like that. I haven't paid attention.
I'm just keeping track of rounds.
Odd, that's Schroeder. Make a wisdom save.
Yeah, it's a pass. It's a 22.
Okay. Even, Lucas, make a dex save.
I don't wanna.
You fail.
I refuse. Well, I just refuse.
I didn't want to run the Death Tyrant encounter, so.
Ooh, can I retcon my Shield Guardian's movement?
No.
Damn. No.
You begin turning to stone.
This again?
Yes. One more. 70. That's Schroeder. One more wisdom save.
12.
You fall asleep. And it goes to Lucas.
No. Kick your sleeping friend next.
You are restrained.
Meaning what?
Meaning you're restrained.
Look it up.
I mean, ball gag.
So I don't think I can kick my friend.
Well, open it up to the page.
Seems like we've opened this page a lot.
A restrained creature's speed becomes zero, and it can't benefit from any bonus to its speed. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage, and the creature's attack rolls have disadvantage. The creature has disadvantage on dex saves.
Oh, okay. So you can't kick me.
So I can kick you. Which will probably cost me my action.
It will.
Fortunate and unfortunate at the same time.
You probably have more than one person up at a time.
Yeah.
Because I don't imagine I can control my Shield Guardian while I'm asleep.
All right, kick him.
Okay.
It's the best case scenario.
Can't move.
You don't have any bonus action spells?
Bonus action is like, I can face step out of the way.
There are spells with bonus actions. Do you have any of those?
I don't think I do. Everything is...
When I went to sleep, does that mean my concentration failed?
Maybe.
I would.
Let me look.
I would think so. Yeah, usually,
that's probably the case. Yeah.
Usually, it would. I would imagine.
I just want
to. Yeah.
I'm going to check because I'm pretty sure that it does, but I don't want to just say yes.
Well, I know my spiritual weapon doesn't require concentration.
No, it does not.
So that wouldn't go away. But
I think that's a bonus action spell.
Where the hell does it talk about concentration? I thought it would be in spellcasting. 203 to 2 over.
Finally got some new tires on the car.
So the checkpoint before I leave. Everything seems fine when I got here, but...
Yes. Yes, you do.
I do lose concentration.
If you are incapacitated, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. So am I awake?
Yes, you are awake.
Okay.
And prone.
I'm coming. Cool.
No, there's nothing else I can do.
Okay. Grady.
Take a gamble. I'm going to go stab that guy that's asleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crit.
Absolutely.
Yep. I run over there and stab him.
Roll your attack.
I hit.
Okay. Automatic crit.
Double damage.
With the minus five.
With the minus five. Two.
Great weapon master.
That's kind of a dick move, Jeff.
I mean, he's asleep. You're going to charge him and...
I understand.
Does that wake him up?
Oh, yeah. It'll wake him up.
Hey, Troy, you're awake.
He's going to wake up with 5 HP.
And shoot fire at him from the ground.
23 damage.
It's not too bad.
You double the plus 10, too.
You double the plus 10 on the crit? Oh, well, then add 10 more to that.
What's the plus 10 from?
Great weapon master.
Weapon master.
No. Does move. Not sound great
to you. Will you move Kira over to...
I thought when you critted, you rolled twice and added modifier once.
not a modifier.
You are correct.
That's why I was confused.
Two rolls, one modifier.
Take that 10 back.
Yeah, that's why I was confused. I thought I didn't know what the plus 10 was. That's why I asked.
Get lawyered.
Lawyer.
I assumed he was talking about something specific in terms of Great Weapon Master, because I was getting ready to look it up.
Nope.
No, he's talking about the plus 10 from...
But, as a bonus action, because of Great Weapon Master, you get another attack. So make your second attack.
Yep.
Reckless.
I didn't reckless the first one.
Oh, yeah, you didn't. What'd you get?
He still hit.
Enough to hit. 10.
And your bonus action attack.
All right.
Any reactions?
D4.
No.
No. Your Great Weapon Master bonus attack because you crit it.
Does he get to keep doing that every time he crits?
If he crits or kills somebody, he gets a bonus action attack on his next turn. Or on his on this turn. Or if it's on an attack.
So does it continue to chain every time?
What do you mean?
No, it's just one additional action.
Okay. Well, you just said it more than once, so that's why I was...
That's another 11.
Keep track of how many rounds you're attacking. This is the second round, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Y'all done?
Yeah.
My turn. It was Schroeder.
Half your movement to stand.
Move my shield guardian 30 feet. Can I get within 5 feet of you?
Of me?
Yep.
5, 10. Cut the corner.
Cut the corner.
15. Yeah. You're within range.
Yeah.
Okay. It burns a 6th level cure wounds on the guy on the ground.
And it does absolutely nothing.
Why is that?
Because of the center eye. The anti-life field. It stops all healing.
Like, how big's the field? Would we not know that that's the thing?
I mean, it's shedding light. I mean, it's 120-foot range.
Okay.
Cool.
Then I'll stand up.
Mm-hmm.
That's half my movement, right?
Yep.
He's high enough, you shouldn't have to move out from the rock to hit him, though.
My shield guardian's going to try and grapple him again.
Okay.
22.
26.
And then I'll cast a 4th level moonbeam on top of the beholder again.
Okay.
And I'll use 15 feet of movement to move towards Grady. He can see us anyways from his height.
That's not what I was talking about. I guess you only got 15 feet.
Yeah, that's all I had.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have used my moonbeam this turn.
And you can attack with your spiritual weapon.
Correct.
As a bonus.
19. No, I'm sorry. It's a plus. Proficiency's 4. Oh, shit. I'm rolling a... Is that right? It is. I'm rolling plus 9s. I haven't been doing bad math. 22. Still.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Yeah. For 9.
Okay.
I think that's it.
All right. End of the round, or end of your turn. We have 1, 2, and 3 targets that to pick from. So 1, 2 for Troy. Lucas is 4, 5. No, 3, 4. And Schroeder is 5, 6. Lucas. That's a dex save.
Another deck save.
It is.
You want to pass this one?
Probably.
Make him re-roll it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's not, no, it's...
It's not an attack.
You can't make him re-roll which stock it is.
Though you said you could make him re-roll any die.
I can make him re-roll if it's an attack roll, which is not
an
what
an attack
doing.
Roll or a successful save.
Yeah. It just happened. It's an
he
ability.
Said any roll earlier.
Yeah. Well, most, yeah.
Yeah, I can't make... He can't make point. Me re-roll the random roll to see which eye stock it is.
He said he could, so I figured I'd give him a chance to.
Is it dex save?
Yep.
16 with my arcane deflection is a success. That's a 16 plus 4.
20.
13 on the die. 20.
Okay. No half damage. You just went, so it's my turn now.
Moonbeam damage.
Yes.
Con save.
18. Is that a pass?
Yeah. So 14.
Okay.
It's going to have resistances and stuff.
Not with radiant.
One would presume not. I had another idea earlier, but Jeff already quashed that, so.
I mean, magical, yeah, ideally. Magical,
we'll do
magical.
One at each of you.
I don't think it's vulnerable or whatever.
No, it's not Troy. Vulnerable, but it probably is taking full.
So, ideally, magical to everyone.
Make a wisdom save, please.
Not necessarily. I mean, you're fighting something pretty nasty.
That's going to pass, I'm sure.
18?
Yep. Schroeder?
2.
Give me a constitution save.
11.
You are paralyzed.
Okay.
And 1 at Lucas.
I rolled that.
I rolled a save. I just don't know what I'm adding.
Oh, strength. I'm sorry.
It's 12.
You feel a force wrap around you, and you are hauled straight up into the air. 30 feet up.
But I can't move. I'm paralyzed.
You can't move.
I'm 30 feet in the air?
Yep.
Neat.
Lucas, it's your turn.
What page
do I need to make a save for something first? I was going paralyzed, I believe. I can't remember if it was paralyzed or if
you
it
were
was
petrified.
The end of your next turn.
It's the end of my turn. Okay. So what does this mean? And what am I not allowed to do right now?
You're restrained. You can't move. You have disadvantage on attacks.
Attacks.
Actually, you're kind of double restrained.
Hey.
I don't think they don't really stack.
You can't double stamp, single stamp, Jeff. He's already restrained. You can only tie the bondage not so tight.
So you're, I'm 30 feet in the air, and he's how many?
He is 60, I believe.
You can see him, if that's what you're asking.
I mean, the question is he within 60 feet of me?
If that's not the case. He raised you up and turned you facing the other way.
But, no. That, seriously, like, if he's not within 60 feet of me, I still can't do this spell. Is he?
Yes.
Okay, then. If that's the case, then I need a wisdom save.
27.
Okay, that passes. Hang on. Is there anything that happens on a success?
I got you. On a pass, it does double.
What pages are the effects on?
The conditions?
It's in the end of the book. It's after spells.
It's after spells near the end of the book.
Nothing happens.
Oh, okay.
291. Or 290 and 291. Now you need to make a dex save.
Okay. Let's try old blue here.
You get the first 10 feet free, right?
16 on the die.
God damn it. I really wanted him to turn to stone 30 feet in the air.
I'm okay. I wiggled out of it. I only lost 2 toes so far. Running short on toes here.
At the end of your turn, he's going to fire off 1 eye ray. Okay, Troy. Make a constitution save.
Nat 20.
Nice. This one you do get half damage.
Does that count as skill check?
Sure.
I'm just curious.
It's skills and saves.
Full heal.
You kill a thing. Neat. You knew that card was in there.
Instantly disintegrate 1 opponent.
Destroy 1 undead. Destroy 1 undead. That's all it is. That's all it says.
Twenty-9 damage, so 14 after half.
Type?
Necrotic.
Yeah, necrotic.
Does that minimize your... Does that diminish your max?
Nope.
No?
Doesn't Only matter. Certain creatures do that.
Oh, okay. You can't heal them anyway.
That's what I just
said. Troy, you're up.
Stand up.
Hey, welcome to the, welcome to the fight.
I'm going to Misty Step.
Yep.
I'm going to shoot some...
Shoot fireballs at it.
Roman candles.
Roman candles, exactly. They are warlock Roman candles. Eldritch Blast. That's not going to hit, probably.
Probably going to need at least an 18, I would imagine, to a hit. And even that's probably a little
so
low.
So that is...
Still?
What?
13. 15.
Ain't enough.
Yep, still a miss.
Taint enough.
You threw an Eldritch Blast, right?
Yeah.
How many shots do you get?
I think you get them all at
once. Oh, that's right. I get 3, don't I?
Yeah, you get. They're all individual attacks.
Let's play Gauge the AC.
No.
You're not playing Gauge the AC very well.
19.
19 hits exactly.
You got 1 hit.
Oh, I was fucking close, Jeff.
I know.
Was the Beholder 18?
Okay. For 6 damage. Force.
Pew! How's he looking, Jeff?
Pretty damn rough.
I'm going to say.
Nice.
We like,
y'all done?
Yeah, it's a bonus.
Okay, end of your turn. I got. Let's see what I roll.
Moonbeam. Oh no, sorry, it's not your turn. I thought he said start of my turn, and then he said at the end of your turn.
Schroeder, make a dex save.
I fail.
Because you're paralyzed. Do you insta fail, or do you have a disadvantage?
Insta fail. I'm paralyzed.
Oh. Huh. I'm sorry, I forgot you were paralyzed. He wouldn't use it on you.
Okay.
Lucas, make a dex save.
No.
Yeah.
Isn't he also paralyzed?
No, I'm in the air.
No, you'd have dropped at the end of your turn, so...
I was waiting for that, and you never really...
Yeah, I forgot.
Well, hang on. If I would have known that, I would have bonus action face step to the ground and not dropped.
You didn't know that.
You also can't bonus action when it's not your turn, unless face step is a reaction.
When does he drop?
I think it...
The hard part is when does he drop? Because depending on when he drops, he could be able to do that.
The start of the Death Tyrant's next turn.
So he hasn't dropped yet.
Correct.
Because it's not your turn. You're in the middle of a lair action.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, you picked him up on your turn last time.
You're right. He is still in the air.
Yeah, so I haven't dropped yet.
Cool.
So whose turn is it? Mine? Or am I still doing
a save? No, he's in the middle of a lair action.
You're in a lair action.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Dex save.
Dex save. No.
You start moving very slowly.
I'm in the air.
Yeah, but as you start to move your arms, you're in slow motion.
You're anti-hasted.
You are anti-hasted.
You're supposed to go like that.
Dun, 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 dun.
That was Terminator.
On a failed save, the target's speed is halved for 1 minute. In addition, the creature can't take reactions, and it can take either an action or a bonus action on its turn, not both. Okay. You can repeat the save at the end of each of your turns.
Okay.
Bum, 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 bum.
Whose turn was it before this?
Troy's.
So, Grady.
I'm going to smack that metal thing.
Kill something, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, it's another turn.
Advantage. Gray Weapon Master or no?
Sure.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Yeah, go for it.
24 is probably going to hit him, right?
It does.
Okay.
23 damage. Same rolls, so... 22 damage that time. So 55 total.
You can action surge whenever you want.
I know. I was waiting for you to tell me that I wanted to action surge. I could be doing a lot more damage, Jeff. I feel that I am playing it adequately, but if you'd like me to action surge, I will.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. You're about to go down, probably. 18 hit.
It does.
Shit. Yeah, I'm going to kill him.
No, you're not.
I think it's got a ton of hit points, right? Plus it heals every round.
23 points of damage. That'll hit two. I was really hoping he had a higher AC than that. I thought I was going to dodge one of them.
It's just natural armor.
Another 21 points of damage. I got you, bro.
Anything else?
I yell at the Death Tyrant.
You got a bonus and a move if you want to take him.
Not particularly, unless there's something you'd like me to do.
Oh, no, I don't care.
I've caused a hell of a lot of havoc.
At the end of your turn, we'll make...
Three rounds, by the way. I assume it's a minute for the charm.
Yes.
Seven rounds to go, fellas.
Schroeder, you're still paralyzed.
Three rounds of me attacking.
No, this is a constitution save. You actually get the roll.
18.
Cool.
Whose turn
is
it?
Half damage.
This layer action?
It's going to be Schroeder's. Okay. Yes.
It is layer action. I'm just making sure.
14, 18, 21. 33, and you take half. So
16.
Thank you.
So he's looking pretty bad, though.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can do to tease? You think you can knock him down? What are you looking at me for?
Oh, and his regeneration wouldn't work.
Okay. I mean, he's healed 10.
Yeah.
So.
Just saying. I didn't think to mention it, but when you mentioned that before.
Really?
Says any creature. It doesn't say that one has anything to do with constructs or undead. There's other things that specifically say
that's fair.
doesn't work on constructs or undead.
So
Does it specifically have to do with healing? Because it just says regains. It doesn't say it heals.
Any creature in that area can't regain hit points in any way.
I'm just making me specific. Joke's
on you. We didn't want hit points.
Who needs them?
Any humanoid that dies there becomes a zombie under the tyrant's command.
Oh, sweet! I knew that part.
Don't worry, guys. I can fix that part. If I'm still alive.
You can't even issue commands. So
I can't issue commands?
Why not? You can't speak?
Is it mental?
I would
assume. You're paralyzed. You can't move.
I would assume moving spiritual weapon is mental.
Yeah, that one I could see.
And you haven't moved, correct?
No, I moved up. That was it.
Cool. So you're still in my moonbeam.
Yeah.
Awesome. So then, yeah, I will attack you with my spiritual weapon. And I'm assuming a mental command is what...
You took how much damage? You have Warcaster, 16. So roll with advantage for a constitution save. I'm sure you're going to get it.
Yeah. What's the...
What'd you roll?
A 4.
What's your total?
That's my question.
Constitution save.
Oh, no. I'm under 10.
Yeah, Moonbeam's gone.
Okay.
You know what that means. Jeff's getting desperate. Just saying.
Yeah, he's about gone. I mean, you guys have been wailing on him.
Did you hit him with your spiritual weapon?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can't use that on myself because I have... Okay. Nope.
Okay.
I can mentally command the guardian, though, correct?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I would assume. I don't...
It uses the...
It's an amulet.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if it's a verbal command or a mental.
That'd be under shield guardian.
Telepathic.
It is telepathic. Yep. There you go.
So I'm good there. One other thing. Sorry. I wrote this down, but it didn't have enough. Is it within 30 feet of me?
What? No.
The shield guardian?
No.
No, it's 60 feet up.
Okay. Never mind.
Jeff,
I guess I'm done.
Jeff will be nice, I feel like, on the Pythagorean theorem, but...
I couldn't remember how high up it was.
Yep. So that's it?
I guess I'm done.
All right, before the end of your turn, I'm going to fire off one ray. This one at Troy. That's a dex save, please.
Do I get any kind of save against the paralyze? How does that work?
You would, yes.
So what do I roll?
Roll a...
dex save?
Constitution save.
No. That's not great.
No.
So nat one for the listeners. Jeff has drawn a card.
Dex save was 23.
Nice.
Try it. No, never mind. It won't matter. Okay. Nothing on a success. Three rays. Two at Troy. One at Lucas. First at Troy is a constitution save.
19.
You have a +8 to your con?
Yep. To a save?
Wow.
I see, yeah, probably. See that?
I mean, we are level 12.
Yeah, but the spellcasters both have +4 cons.
They didn't say they made good spellcasters, Jeff. They made fighters.
Yeah.
Dex save.
I didn't say anything. Why are you looking at me?
My int's maxed. What else am I going to put into it?
Doesn't the book basically tell you, like, your second stat should be in con?
Pretty much.
I believe it does.
What was that, dex?
Yes.
That's going to fail.
Okay.
11.
Putting me to sleep and paralyzing me, and then beat the shit out of you while you're asleep.
16,
23, 27. Down.
Oh, you're down?
Yeah.
It's not enough to kill him outright.
No, it is.
It is, because it's a disintegrate ray.
Oh.
I mean, he had like 10 HP. What were you at?
24.
Oh, you were at 24. I tried to heal you.
Yeah, you see Trogdor turn to a puff of dust.
It's a good thing you printed out that mini.
It's okay. Grady broke it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
You broke it.
What did I break?
How'd you break it?
Snap the staff off.
No.
Well, we're a party member down now.
One at Lucas. It's a dex save.
Nat 20.
So what's the total?
Little starburst. Oh, dex?
Yeah.
23. Okay. So you said I can't use reactions, right?
Correct.
Right.
Is that a card for him?
Yeah.
Ideally, yes.
It's a card for Lucas.
Yep.
Yeah.
He just...
Actually, at the start of his turn, you would have fallen.
Oh, you're right.
So...
I thought you said it was at the end of his
turn.
I just checked.
It's at the start.
Okay.
So you're going to take 15 points of falling damage.
Okay. Still up. First 10's free, isn't it?
Yes. First 10 is free.
30 feet, so I think he only takes 2d6.
That is true.
Okay, so 11.
Okay.
Also cut it in half because you're moving slowly.
Oh.
No, that part's not moving slowly.
Why not?
It's a good try.
It is.
Okay.
That's that. That's that. Lucas, you're up.
For the love of God, kill this fucking
thing. I'll just throw a fireball at it and kill it.
Yes.
Do it.
A fireball at high level.
Yeah, it's dead. Like, do you really need me to roll all the damage?
Maybe.
He's got a dex save.
Not a good one, it looks like, from here.
Nope. That's a fail.
He fucking dead.
Roll the damage.
Roll the damage, Lucas.
I don't know what his health is at.
Because you could roll 8 damage.
Fifth level.
Okay, you could roll 10 damage.
No, Lucas will tell you. He can roll 8 damage on 9d6.
It's 10d6.
So he can get 9.
It's not much higher than that, but it is higher than that.
It's a bunch of sixes in there. Does that kill it?
I don't know. Add it up. Do the math, Lucas.
There's 24 right there. There's 30, 35, 40.
Comes, 40, it's tumbling 49. To the ground.
49. Yes.
Jesus Christ. 49 on 10d6? That's pretty solid.
That is pretty solid. That is a good roll.
Fuck yeah!
Yes, the thing comes crashing to the ground.
I don't have much I can do.
Now what?
What you
you won!
Game over!
Your
princess is another castle.
Does the charm instantly drop?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just start hacking my way through them for seven more rounds.
We start scooping up ashes?
I was coming to use the fifth level spell slot that I was saving to use Greater Restoration.
Yeah, because I could have hacked through you guys a lot more than that. I tried to make it fair without...
My spiritual guardian still had 35 HP left.
Does anybody have a spell, like, remold ashes to build our guy?
It's called Wish.
Oh, I heard him cackle. Did he dust you the turn before Beholder died again?
He disintegrated.
I did it right this time.
You did.
Just to be clear.
Hey.
You're positive this time.
I did not have a card to save you this time. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was waiting to throw this one that was minus six to...
If I had this
minus
before.
Minus D6 to the... Saving throw.
Didn't have it before. And we're going to buy you a tank.
Hey, what happened to Trogdor?
Some of them over there, some of them over there.
You remember what happened to the last two?
If you breathe deeply, you can taste it.
I don't know. Air tastes funny. It smells like...
Gonna have
ash.
To make another axe. Hmm? I've been making axes for all the dead players. They all have cool names.
Oh.
I forget what I named it, but your last two characters that died, I named axes after them.
Like throwing axes?
Yeah.
Nice.
Do death tyrants have hordes like beholders?
Yeah, what the fuck do we get for this, aside from a bunch of XP?
I don't know that you got much.
Glory?
See, the death tyrants are not nearly as worried about material gains as a beholder is, so...
But something tells me an anti-life eye might be useful.
Actually, you see them? They don't have any eyes. They have these balls of light that circle around them where the eyes should be.
So, mm.
And once you kill it, they go out.
Really? Neat.
Okay, then.
I'm pretty sure that we have all pissed off Troy.
We'll just take a long rest next to his ashes.
Not we. Not all. Probably two of us.
Troy is literally putting on his shoes.
He's looking for
I got nothing to do.
He's looking for his keys, guys.
You just keep playing.
You're stuck, because I'm parked behind everybody.
Why'd you do that?
Because I didn't know if I needed to change a tire, and I needed to be in the spot that didn't have the snow.
To be in the spot which was the most inconvenient for anyone else to leave.
I didn't want
to
park in the snow and have to change a tire in the snow, because this side wasn't shoveled. So I'm behind whoever's
awesome.
In the...
So do we find anything at all?
Maroon vehicle, which I think is you, right?
Yeah, we'll give you something. Give me a DMG.
I don't plan on staying late, so we'll just, as soon as we wrap up, we'll roll out and make sure I don't have any flat tires before I go.
So.
Good times.
No, I enjoyed it.
It's a solid
fight. Solid fight. See? No healing.
I legitimately feel bad for killing Troy again.
So what you're saying is you didn't feel bad the first time?
No, I enjoyed that one, but
even though you fucked it up. You know what? Just come back with your previous character. He didn't die. Level him up.
Roll me a D6, somebody. Which table am I rolling on?
I rolled a three.
Okay. We'll go off of that one. Give me two D100 rolls.
68.
So close.
And 63.
Two very similar things, I'm sure.
And then amongst the corpses that you or the zombies and shit that you guys waded through, you find a set of armor and a wand.
Neat. Can Lucas identify those?
I actually have identify if it's necessary.
Okay. You can tell that the armor is not magical. It is adamantine.
Oh, that's great armor if anybody can wear it. It negates all crits.
Yep. Nushka had that.
Yeah, what about the wand?
Fantastic.
The wand, you'd be able to figure out it's a wand of web.
Oh, that's also useful. So we'll make a character that can wear adamantine armor, and we'll give it to you.
Troy hates us.
No, no, no. Not us.
What is Troy's character? Oh, never mind. Not everything turned to ash. Wait, did magical items turn to ash? No, because that didn't happen last time. What do you have on you that's magical?
You don't get shit from me.
It goes to the horde. I'm not necessarily taking it from me. I actually think I'm maxed out, to be honest. I think my character.
Hey, Troy.
Yeah. I have a robe of eyes.
I'll say, is this your list from last time? Can you just write it on that list and I'll just add it to the list?
It was just an ashy robe laying on the ground there.
I feel like there's a shirt here. Troy says fuck beholders or something like that.
I took 16 damage.
I've lost a 2. I guess I don't need that.
You paralyzed me and you did 16 damage to me.
I was down to 27 hit points at the end because of my fall damage.
Well, so far in Beholder fights, you've become nothing but an enemy.
A piece of shit.
except for the final blow of the Beholder in the first one, where I cured you of charm and then you just jumped on it.
I mean, we fought 3 Beholders now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Only 2
only,
that have aired.
Only 2 have cost us party members.
And it's the only 2 that aired, because we lost one.
The only reason the first one didn't cost us me is because I beast-shaped as I was falling.
That's true. Forgot about that.
Okay, so do we want to continue on, or...
Well, we're going to sleep, and then we'll continue on. I need hit points.
I think maybe I'll take the reagents back to...
Sure.
Viserion's Tower?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we've been gone long enough. Maybe the guy who was going to go about picking up items for us, he might have returned.
Possibly.
Because it was almost a month worth of travel, wasn't it?
No.
No, it was only...
You only got to Neverlight Grove.
Gotcha. Okay.
Beyond that, it's been a couple days.
I just couldn't remember how long the trek was to Neverlight Grove.
I don't either. I'd have to go through the map and count it out.
Done. Yeah. Thanks.
So you guys are heading back to Araj.
Ooh, you have a Skyblinder staff. Useful. If you don't make a character that would use it. Yeah, that would be my suggestion. Let's go lick our wounds, take our stuff back to Araj.
Yep.
Can we take the skull?
Of the Death Tyrant?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty large.
Grow a fucking tree right here and let's go.
I mean, I've got a thing that can fucking carry it.
I know, but like, let's just grow a tree right here and go home.
What level was grow plants?
I don't know.
That sounds like a druid question. Learn your spells.
No, I learned my spells.
I wasn't asking you.
Did you remember that an hour ago? I learned my spells. Prick.
He edits it so he can't obnoxiously edit his own voice in going, I learned your spells.
What I'm going to do is I'm just going to record me telling you what it is, and then you and then you also continuing to do the same joke over and over. That's literally right here. That's it. Third level. So, yeah, I mean, I could cast a plant growth. I mean, we could just walk. We're literally right next to the teleport that would take us to the tree I've already grown. Just go walk to some bitch.
That's fair.
I don't think we're that close, but fair enough.
You're next to what?
Wasn't there a portal that would take us back to Neverlight Grove, and I had already put a tree at the place at Neverlight Grove?
No.
We came with the...
Philo transported you to Zuk-Demoy.
Just plant a tree and let's go.
Oh, can I? Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Then I would do that. I mean, I can...
You could get back to Neverlight Grove if you needed to.
Yeah, I mean, I can travel to any plant that I've seen.
Right.
So, yeah. That's fine. We can just do that.
I'm just saying we take home the trophy to Araj.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, What is a better way to say don't fuck with us than hanging a goddamn death tyrant skull on the front of the castle?
And then handing him the ichor also of
Can we
demon
call it
lord?
Castle Grayskull?
We are now.
Castle Death Skull?
Tower.
Tower.
Tower Death Skull? To make it legally and contractually distinct?
We don't want to break any OGLs.
See what you did there.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll travel back to Haraj.
How does tree stride work?
Is it like a dimension door type of situation? But you go to a specific door? Selling doors door to door?
Ironically, you don't have a lot of need to sell doors door to door, considering you're knocking on a door in order to...
Transport via plants. Spell creates a magical link between a large or large inanimate plant within range and another plant at any distance on the same plane of existence. You must have seen or touched the destination plant at least once before. For the duration, any creature can step into the target plant and exit from the destination plant by using 5 feet of movement. It is one round.
Oh, so we just go through it. It's a Stargate.
It is.
It's a tree gate.
It doesn't call it teleport.
It's a tree gate.
Correct.
Which is interesting.
Nice try, dickhole. We already talked about this like two or three sessions ago.
I couldn't remember.
You were trying to fuck us with
Because the area that you did it from the first time, there's not much in the way of Fares Rest in between there. But there is here. So, yeah. I think you guys are safe. And I don't want to do a bunch of travel, so I'm good with you teleporting. You get back to Haraj.
Cool.
We hold up a giant skull.
I assume the shield guardian is just kind of rolling it behind you.
Or just dragging it, like... In the end,
probably would have taken the central eye too, just for fun.
There is no eye.
There's no eye in it.
Oh, I thought you said it was just the little ones that weren't eyes.
No, it's the central one too. Red dot right in the middle of an eye socket.
I see.
It's literally just a floating skull. Yes. There's no.
Yep.
Gotcha.
It says the eye stalks have all rotted off, and there's just glowing orbs where the eyes should be.
Got it.
Neat-o.
Okay, so anything you want to do back here at Haraj?
Just rest and see if his assistants returned.
No.
Okay.
How long of a wait do we have before we think he's supposed to return?
He said it would be a while.
It depends on how long he has to search for what you're looking for.
Fair point. Mm.
Depends on availability.
So we brought back the ichor.
I honestly don't even remember what you asked for.
Mine was a specific staff. And then also the +4 shield.
Ring of Elemental Earth.
+4 shield?
Mm-hmm. Ring of Elemental Earth. Wishing Ring.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Mine was this... I can't remember the name of it. It was the staff that literally will just turn into a tree.
I have no idea what that is.
I'll look it up and tell you next time. But we've returned the Dark Heart Talisman. Is that what he gave us?
That is what you are creating. Gotcha. That's what the ritual is going to create.
All right, so we've got the Purple Worm Egg, the Central Eye of the Beholder, the Tamask Mushrooms now, and also the Ichor of a Demon Lord.
So what else do we need to find?
6 feathers from angels, a heart of a Garistro demon, and the grimoires of Gromph Bonray.
So the heart of a Garistro demon is what we were originally after, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, you assume that you'll find Garistros in the labyrinth.
We were thinking Garistros and Tamask Mushrooms in the labyrinth, and also the angels as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Gallery of Angels is inside the labyrinth.
So we just need to pop on back to Neverlight Grove and start again.
Pretty much.
But we should recruit someone.
It's about the friends we make along the way.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Twice. We can make Troy.
Something that can wear adamantine armor.
Take inspiration. Be a fucking monk. Have you ever seen a high-level monk? Holy shit.
A tabaxi monk would be like super fast.
Those don't wear armor.
No, that is not
true.
At all.
That is true.
You know what would be awesome? Luxodon Monk. All the grapple potential of the trunk. Now that they've completely changed the game, screw it. Minotaur Monk.
Minotaur. Now I want to go home and watch Role Models.
If you're making a monk, just make it a turtle. Just Master Oogway it up.
Or make whatever the fuck you want.
Come on.
Don't listen to us. We are poor influences on everyone.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes. It's your time to leave.